Today we rejoice because Our Lady rejoices. And Our Lady rejoices in the presence of Jesus and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in our midst. And so we have every reason to rejoice. When the angel Gabriel came to the Blessed Mother, who was full of grace, was holy, full of God, beloved by God more than anyone else, he told her so. He called her by that name, full of grace, the name that God gave to the Blessed Mother. And she was troubled by what the angel said. But the angel reassured her and told her to rejoice in the grace that God had favored her with, to rejoice for the fact that God had chosen her to be his mother, to rejoice in the mystery of salvation. It is like that with those who are holy, that they find praise and what the world would count as worthy and desirable and what the world would find to be the treasures to be followed. The saints, Blessed Mother, found them to be worth nothing. Our Lady wanted to preserve the grace of her heart, preserve what God had given her. And when the angel reassured her that that's exactly what she was going to do and that's exactly what God's will was for her, she rejoiced in the will of God and reaffirmed her desire to serve him. When our Lord appeared to St. Francis from the cross, St. Francis was filled with compunction for his sins and for the sins of mankind. Thomas of Celano tells us that St. Francis was filled with sorrow, filled with compassion for our Lord's suffering. But because that was the choice of St. Francis, he was liberated from everything that held him down, even his being repulsed over lepers, he was delivered from. And he was able to serve the Lord in freedom and joy, seeing Christ in all things and everywhere, became the troubadour of the Lord. He went out and sang the praises of the Lord throughout his whole life. And in St. Francis is realized this paradox, which is that he suffered and experienced sorrow in his heart, so much so that he cried himself blind, and yet he is known as the saint of joy. Franciscan joy is that very particular supernatural kind of joy that comes not from the possession of the things of this world, but comes from the possession of God, which is very often found in difficult circumstances. For example, in the ways that Mother Teresa would find our Lord's presence in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor. St. Francis found joy in contradiction. Franciscan joy is the joy of contradiction. St. Francis told Brother Leo that true joy was that joy that we could possess, that the world couldn't take from us, if we found ourselves in very difficult circumstances from which we couldn't be delivered, and every time we lifted it up to God, it got worse, and we still were able to maintain our peace and our union with God and realize that he was presence. He said that would be perfect joy. Perfect joy is not the joy that is dependent on the things of this world, but is dependent on the presence of God. And so on this Franciscan feast, in which we commemorate the joys of our Blessed Lady, the Annunciation, the Visitation, the birth of our Lord, the adoration of the Magi, the finding of the temple, the resurrection of the Lord, and and Our Lady's coronation, her assumption and coronation into heaven, we desire to see things the way she sees things, to appreciate and estimate the things that we experience every day with her eyes, knowing that God is always with us. This was the poverty of Saint Francis. He desired nothing of this world because he desired to be possessed and to possess God. We are heirs and kings of the kingdom of heaven, Saint Francis tells the friars. Poor in earthly goods, but rich in virtue, hopefully. And we should never desire anything else under the sun, because our inheritance is Christ and his kingdom. And we have, through no merit of our own, been made children of God, children of Mary, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, members of one family, the family of God. That is our great privilege and dignity. It is our grace. And that grace is always with us as long as we don't chase it away through sin. So let Our Lady be our cause of our joy this morning and always. May we rejoice in God's presence that she brings to us, that the Church brings to us in this holy sacrifice of the Mass. Our Lord has kept his promise. He always keeps his promise. He is with us all days, even to the end of time.
Christus.